Welcome everybody to another episode of I Heard That with your host Tawana B and co-host RC the Trackaholic. But warning, you do not want to play this damn show around your nappy-headed ass kids. Yeah, I said it, your nappy-headed ass kids, cause they might hear something about your trifling ass business. This is the show that loves the gossip, ain't nobody and nothing off limits. So grab your ham hocks and your collard greens and enjoy the show. I heard that.
Yo.
What's happening?
And we are back on another episode of I Heard That, where I'm coming with the mess. And I am your host, Tawana B, the Controversy Queen, alongside my co-host,
RC, the Trackaholic, in the building, straight from the sideshow.
Come on, man.
Your mama favorite DJ.
Your mama favorite DJ.
Not your mama.
I just play old school.
That's right.
But he will not play R. Kelly.
And he's not about to play with you.
Okay. And we have some wonderful ladies in the house tonight. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves because I know they have a lot to say. So.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Well, it's Big Fine, also known as your baby daddy favorite fat bitch, and the coochie lady, the number one person that started this stuff out here in Washington.
Dig that.
Come on, coochie
welcome,
lady.
Welcome.
Come on, coochie lady. Let's get them coochies together.
Get them together.
Okay, sorry. She took us to church.
All right. Say that.
Now go ahead, deaconess.
Nope. That holy water will burn. My name is Joyful. How y'all doing?
Joyful.
Hey. I am a part of I work with the New Generation 2.0 and the Vital Black Business. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I am just your average, everyday, hippie black girl out here trying to rebuild Black Wall Street.
Hello.
One black business at a time.
Dig
That's
it.
What I'm talking about. Let's get a hand of applause for that.
Yeah.
Yes, a round of applause. Okay. Now, I like that baby daddy because you know I'm the baby daddy fuck up. Granddaddy fuck up.
Okay, that's right.
This going to be a good ass show. I'm about to tell y'all.
It really is.
Yeah. Hide your pappy.
Right.
Bring your pappy.
No money. Is you tired of your baby daddy looking at Big Fine's pictures on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat? Go ahead and tap in with Big Fine, the coochie lady.
We're
going to get that coochie hole, right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
We got a show on our hands here.
Coochie products, though.
I've never been speechless.
That's how we tend to leave them. Bodylicious will have that effect.
Them Bodylicious products
will get you right. Baby daddy.
Okay,
yeah.
I can personally attest. Okay.
Come get the BBW experience.
Come get it.
Ask your baby daddy about me.
Huh? I'm like a big medium W. BMW.
The bitch is thick. She ain't no motherfucking. I need to. What a bitch is that who got titties in the front and the back? Them the ones I'm reaching out to. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'm gonna get my titties together. I'm gonna get myself together.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Like I said,
you know what? My child gonna watch this.
Exactly. I told you, your children.
He's 17.
Well, my kids don't watch shit because I talk about them.
Hello.
I talk about them real good. But like I said, we're here on another episode of I Heard That. And we're just going to get into some black excellence right now. What's her name? Shikari?
Shikari.
Oh, Shikari, yeah.
Shikari.
How do you pronounce her name?
Last?
Is that Richardson?
I think her name is Shikari.
Shikari Richardson?
Yes, Shikari Richardson.
I thought it was Shikari, but okay, got you.
Shikari.
Shikari.
Well, you know, we don't want to say
girl,
the
niggas. I made it up.
I don't know.
But we are here winning big things. We're doing big things out here.
She's dope.
She's very dope. And so they basically been honored because she ain't been talking to none of the white reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember when her mama died and she smoked that little bit of weed?
I was about to say.
They wanted to dog her.
And they did. They dragged her. Terribly.
Wow.
Okay, and they dragged her real
that was
bad.
Trash.
So she's not doing. She's passing up them people. She's hitting them with the deuces, and people are trying to drag her now for saying that she's only talking to black reporters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
she should.
As she should.
Ain't nobody even gonna understand her, like the black reporters.
Not only that.
Well, not only that, I'm just saying she's. I see why she's doing it. Right. They dogged her in a when she was in a vulnerable time in her life. She lost her mother.
Yes.
And she still ran.
Thank you.
She still did her job for y'all.
Thank you.
She still. She had bit of weed. She had a little bit of weed in a place that was legal.
Come on, man. I mean,
it was a little bit of weed.
Like, what are we talking about?
You act like she went. You act like she went to the corner store and bought her a Rolls. Okay.
Or bought a pack or something.
Not a rose.
But she's still dusted, y'all.
Most people don't know what that is.
I know what it is.
Oh, you do know what it is.
This OG shit over here.
I know. But they act like she was at by some Troy boy in a bag with a rose and a lighter.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
mom right. That you get at the corner. You know what I'm saying? But like she said, and a reporter had asked her, do you do this for the people, or does she do? Oh man, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was like, "Nah, I do this for me.
Right?
Yeah,
I do this for God because when I'm down, the people want to drag me.
That part.
But when I'm up, you want to praise me. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, I don't do this for nobody. I do it for me and God, and that's why I do it.
Right.
So you know, big hand claps for her.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
I know exactly. Did she just win some? Her and another black dude.
Not only that, though, can I say this?
Yeah,
though?
Go ahead, baby.
Aside from her not talking, I mean, yes, I love that she's talking to black reporters and stuff like that. But let me just say, black people and white people alike dragged her.
Yes.
They did her real foul.
Hmm.
And you know real how black folks get.
And I was about to say, you know, black folks are unforgiving.
Unforgettable. In every way.
In every way. And I'm super there. Blackity, black, but they did that girl dirty, and there was no reason for all that. So now that she's back on top, now everybody's like gung-ho about Sha'Carri Frye. Like, everybody's on her shit.
Well, I'll tell you, here, I heard that, baby, we love you, and I would love to have you on up here.
Come on up here, Sha'Carri.
Come on up here, girl.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Heard that.
Nails, hair, all that. Come on. Fly.
We're not gonna judge you.
Because you did that, and I had your back the whole time. I was just in the background.
It's always a nigga like this.
Hello.
I was there the whole time.
Look, hold on.
I
wasn't posting on the social media.
So none of that. I didn't repost none of that shit.
Right.
I was just over here.
And on to the next one. So Blueface, your boy Blueface that got stabbed.
Oh, really?
I heard about
at
that.
The gym? Wait, at the gym?
He got stabbed at the gym in the leg.
Oh, my
wait, God. How long ago was this?
This a couple days ago.
Girl, I don't be here.
This just happened.
Okay, listen. So the boy is here. The boy's off the hook, okay? The boy done got stabbed.
But he know how to fight. That nigga not about letting nobody get that close to him.
Girl,
but
he got stabbed.
But he started this shit. He got stabbed. He got stabbed in the leg. Yeah. Thank you, fact checker.
Leg.
Fact checker. Right. There we go. Yeah, see, that's why you're a co-host. But all I know is I ain't feeling that air over here.
So this is, I saw this video. I didn't even realize that was.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was him getting stabbed until I read. You had to read.
So
send me that video.
Blueface stabbed. And,
he got stabbed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they. It don't seem like they show him getting stabbed.
Oh, my.
So, I do have a clip. I do have a clip of Blueface speaking about his. You know, and
it is him with the boxing gloves. Sorry.
Yes, because you know he fight with your boy
Mayweather.
Is he on Mayweather too?
For real?
I don't know. I didn't know the man fought. To be honest.
Yeah. So
me either.
So yeah, he's been fighting, and it's been on the Blue TV or whatever. You know, his little channel. Mm. I'm pretty sure the one niggas is doing it. That's
party film.
Thumbalaya.
Yeah, strong. Hey, it's heavy because there's candy on it.
It's all right.
It's too thick.
So he put out a tweet that said won't be able to fight October 14th due to an injury, won't have enough time to heal. Don't say I ducked none.
I have
ducked none, bro.
I have actual words.
Okay, let's do it. Yes.
Okay, just make sure my phone is up, y'all. Cause you know I'll be fucking up. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I don't gotta blow up my phone or nothing. It was just a leg shot, guys. I'm okay. I don't gotta blow up my phone or nothing.
He gets on my nerves. He's like, he really
does.
It was just
that
got
my laugh was
so he
shares
that
footage.
So
the show on October 14th will not be going on. He will not be fighting, you guys.
Clearly.
I don't know who he was supposed to be fighting, but he will not be doing that.
Sorry.
Ooh, but he did. Oh, but he gave him that two-piece, though.
Yeah.
The boy did give him that two-piece.
Whose dog is that, I wonder?
Who's dog? Oh, I don't know. It's probably the bra's dog.
Ain't nobody even paying attention. You would spot the dog.
The dog.
I don't know who dog that is.
So I want to know what's going on with your boy Kirk Franklin.
Oh,
what Jesus. What Kirk done did?
Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
He's twerking for the Lord.
He's twerking for the Lord.
Twerking for Jesus did become a thing a couple years back.
You know
back,
what? Let me tell you this. Y'all need to stop playing with the Lord. Because
we are
at the end of the days.
I got my hand up.
We'll put your finger
up. You was twerking for Jesus?
Like in church. Yes. Sorry.
She was
like
twerking for Jesus. I think
that. I wasn't twerking for Jesus. I was twerking for Joyful, which is me.
But listen, they mixing up that Hammond with that to the window, to the wall.
I'm sorry.
Go.
That's what I have a problem with.
Go.
So I was raised in the church. I have very deep roots in the church. My grandfather was a pastor, all that.
Tell us about it, huh?
So I have a really big problem. Like, get myself together. I am not a religious person. Mm-hmm. I'm very spiritual. However, I love me some gospel music. I love me some
good gospel cuts. It's good music.
But this new stuff that they're doing.
Don't be talking to Yolanda
Adams.
Let's
not put on some to the window, to the wall with some Jesus. You saved me.
Like, never could have made it.
Come on. To the window, to the wall. Never could have made it.
I do want
to
say this.
You didn't make it from the window to the wall? Like, what is you...
Y'all don't know what window to the wall mean?
No, tell me.
What does it mean?
Please. I mean,
keep that dick in there to the window to the wall.
I could have dripped down the, anyway.
That's what I was.
Oh, like, you know what? Maybe
on the fence about it though.
What
because
does it mean?
I feel like for the younger generation, the younger people, that's how they're reaching out and talking about the Lord and getting them more involved
hand
with
up,
Jesus.
Time out.
Hold on.
And so that's my thing.
Raise the hand on my old motherfucking show.
Because you know how our mamas and them, they kind of enforced it.
Yeah.
You know, for us to learn these songs and how to act and what to do. But I feel like if I grew up with the window to the wall with the, you know, the song playing, it's going to make me be more in tune. I feel like they're reaching out to the younger generation. I'm kind of on a wall about it.
I have this. Okay, so my homeboy recently had posted on Snapchat. He's like, man, I'm at a day party.
Okay.
I'm at a day party and then they're playing Fred Hammond. Right?
With the back.
Fred Hammond's dope,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Shout out to Brandon.
Shout out to Fred Hammond, though. Fred Hammond's dope.
He really is. And he's hilarious, too.
He's filthy.
He really is. But he was saying, like, I'm at the club. I don't want to hear church music after I was just grinding on that bitch's booty.
That part.
And
that part.
Go ahead.
Oh, well. Oh, that sounds like a good time.
I know somebody told me it was something like that, but it says the window is where you enter the pussy, mm-hmm. and then
the wall
is once you're inside what you are rubbing up against.
Oh,
from the window to the wall.
So what you trying to tell me?
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm reading.
Never mind.
Wait a minute.
Don't see, hit me with a good time now.
Now, this is why your niggas
favorite
be involved.
Fat bitch right there.
See,
I thought
this
you
is why.
To throw a blimp at me or something.
No, like, see, this is why we don't need to be talking about the Lord.
This is why we don't mix the
this
Lord and the
bread. Bing bong. This is right now.
We don't mix them together.
Exactly. And now, I understand what you're saying. We're bringing
the
youth.
You got me a little damped in the panties after reading that.
Ma'am,
sorry,
ma'am.
Don't tease me with a good
time.
Well, I just wanted
you.
I just wanted you to know.
I was like, yeah, look, fine. You know,
we gonna switch spots in a minute.
I know.
You gonna get on time out.
Okay. All
right.
Now,
back
to what
we
were saying.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
No. It was a.
Go ahead.
A coffee. Oh, I forgot to tell you about coffee. Coffee.
Yeah, I need some more
coffee.
All right.
So.
Cousin, can I have some mine? We cousins, so it's okay. You already told me what you do to it. We cousins, so it's okay. You tell me what you do to it already. But that's my cousin. Oh, he got some. Never mind.
Scream, bitch.
But that's my cousin, and I'm gonna stick beside her.
Oh wait,
high five. Cause I said high five.
I gotta go get it.
Wait, no,
got to. My cousin got it. Here you go, cousin.
See, and you messed it up anyways. You messed up my high five for you to not have ice.
Right.
My bad.
Wait.
Now, he took me to show big fine the windows and the walls. So.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say.
How do we restart? Go over and restart. RC, you can't even get your shit together. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile at the ranch.
All right, I'm gonna get some ice.
I just wanted some coffee.
All right, so if I walk out the door,
oh no! She got ice.
Yeah,
oh, you got ice.
You got ice. Yeah.
Thank you.
She said you missed the whole thing.
Look, we ain't telling it all
the right. We ain't go. Yeah, don't try to buzz her out, man.
I just want some coffee.
Oh, she needs coffee.
I'm. Where's the I need to wake up.
Let me get the
coffee. Give her
the juices.
Did
we have the juice?
I mean, girl.
Sorry.
We're on the air, right?
No, we are.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, we're recording.
Can I have a little creamer in my coffee, please?
No, I got the creamer.
I had a creamer.
Okay.
Wait. And the coldest part is, you know, like I said, meanwhile back at the ranch, and we are back here on another episode of I Heard That.
Let's go.
Okay.
Like I said, this is gonna be a good one.
It's hot in here.
So back on a serious tip. So you know they have a claim. They have a claim on Uber for the Uber drivers, because a lot of Uber drivers been raping.
Yes,
yeah, that's a claim. That's been going on.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Uber. So a couple of weeks ago, but not even only the Uber drivers, the people that are using, like Uber Eats or DoorDash.
They're predators.
So like, is that safe? So I'm gonna give you guys a you know, a little story. So a couple of weeks ago, dude ordered some stuff from Safeway. Mm-hmm. The lady drops off the thing. He says to the lady, "Here, you forgot your tip," and drops $20 on the ground. Okay. As she goes to pick it up, he grabbed this bitch and dragged her in the goddamn house.
Damn.
And raped her.
Whoa.
And raped her, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. And you know, then let her leave.
Mm-hmm.
And when the police, like, this.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Yes.
He let her leave?
Yeah.
He just wanted some ass.
Okay.
But you let her leave.
Yeah, he let her.
She could tell on you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. People, I'm telling you, if you ask me, the internet makes people dumb. I don't understand why you didn't go order a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Aurora, they got a midget. They got a midget prostitute.
Yeah, I know her.
Midget prostitute.
I know her.
See her.
Hey, I know her.
Midget prostitute on Aurora.
Listen,
on Aurora.
Listen,
bitches on Aurora.
Listen, I know her. I call her Pocket Pussy.
Well, you know her?
it's half off with her.
You're annoying. Yep.
She just stands up, huh? She just stands up on
her. Oh, yeah.
That nigga said it's half off. I mean, that sir said it's half off.
She's amazing.
Look at this black excellence.
Half off.
Hey, you know what's crazy about her, though? She only getting low riders.
Shut up. You know what? True. You're done. You're done. Time out.
I came through there with Misty Blue. We couldn't even. Oh. Yeah, we couldn't even get down.
Oh wait.
Is that what you guys did when you took? Did you take Barry White down there?
No, I didn't. No,
man,
I'm gonna tell you something. I drove that car down Aurora. So my dad gave me this Cadillac, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 7.72.
Her name is Misty Blue.
Eldorado.
Okay, Eldorado.
Man, you stop at a light, you might have a car
them
full of hoes.
Bitches will be like,
that part.
And then the ones that run, that's, yeah.
I told you, I want to go to Aurora and do a day in a life with a hoe.
You know what?
Let's do it.
Can I go with you guys?
I want to open my trunk and I have all
that'd
my
be
products
crazy.
Out.
Yeah,
and this one,
let's
this,
do it.
This one prostitute, mm-hmm. she had told me, she was like, girl, I sell pussy suppository, ladies.
Yeah, she got. What do you call them?
The pussy poppers.
She got the pussy poppers.
The hoe just came to me.
Right.
The hoe told me
because she been wearing the. She been doing the little coochie thing.
Hello.
Oh, I do. I use her coochie and do.
And I'm about to get me some if it's doing it like that.
Right. So coochie be like.
The bitch told me. She said, "You know what?" She said, "Big fun." She was like, "I had a customer that signed up for an hour." She said, "Bitch, I popped me one of them motherfucking pussy poppers. The nigga was done in less than 30 minutes."
I'm done.
Said, "That's what we talking about." Yeah,
but you know what? Wow. We can't even keep serious on the goddamn podcast.
Disclaimer.
That's a commercial.
I've never needed the poppers. I just use the oils and the.
But the poppers don't get you right. Now, it's
natural
kill
juices and berries,
yeast and foul odor, bitch. The side effect is gonna make you extra wet down there, bitch. Why not drown them?
I don't even have that problem.
Why not drown them? You don't.
Listen, she said she do not have that problem. She eats juices and berries.
Hello.
They say pineapple makes it
real juicy.
I don't know anything.
And sweet.
That's pineapple what they say.
For males and females.
So what about pineapple and tequila?
Oh, see, that was, you know what? Yeah, let's get past your, let's go to your segment pineapple. So we can get to where we was going to talk about.
Because
we're
going to
talk about that pineapple.
They call that the tropical taco.
The tequila or the pineapple? What we gonna
do? I'm saying both. If you do both, that's a tropical pineapple.
Do y'all not know that y'all need to eat pineapple too?
I did hear about that, yes.
You do need to eat pineapple because all them blunts, all them blunts and Hennessy y'all be drinking.
Hot Cheetos.
And be thinking somebody want to go, be having a nigga's stomach hurt.
Hot Cheetos.
Not only that, what you say, what did I tell you? The nigga had your pH off, bitch. Off. Because his mouth was off.
That
we'll talk about that later, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Get your gingivitis in the coochie, nigga. These niggas don't be brushing their teeth.
That part.
Girl, my pussy got a toothache. I don't know what. Right. I'm going to see the pussy. I'm going to see the pussy dentist.
Dude, your pussy got an abscess. Wait a minute.
Hey, y'all got an ortho pussy dentist up in
there? Ortho pussy dentist.
Since I ain't up here, Big Fine, the coochie lady going to get you right, baby.
He said an ortho pussy dentist. But let me tell you.
Pussy need braces.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm
okay,
sure.
And we're back.
I'm sorry. I went too far. Sorry. Back at the
ranch. Okay.
Back at the ranch.
And we're back. So,
my bad.
Yeah, so on other news.
Uh-huh.
On other news, they just arrested a nigga for killing Tupac. No, damn well he ain't dead. I don't know who y'all
playing with. Tupac ain't dead. Y'all been telling people that. Tupac ain't dead. That nigga on the Trump for all the way
to
that.
I'm going to tell him where my
y'all
baby
ain't
y'all know where Tupac is.
That's
know
my baby
Tupac
daddy.
Tupac
where you had,
in Cuba. I seen that nigga.
With his auntie who you threw off
seen
the police.
Him.
Thank I you. Had seen him when he I came to see me
spirit.
On this. He was my sneaky link.
Listen, I'm telling you, I used to have Tupac on my ceiling. So when I ooh, girl, like that girl,
listen.
I could watch him.
He was my first bat bitch.
When you was clicking your mouse?
I was crazy. His first bat bitch.
Yeah. Not clicking the mouse.
You never heard that one. Okay.
Yes, I have heard that, but okay. Shut up, sir.
So he said
the murder of Tupac Shakur.
He said
who's Kiffy's?
No, Kiffy D was the one who said that he pointed the gun at him, and the other dude took the gun from him and shot.
Publicity stunt.
That part.
Well, okay. He was trying. He confessed to it to get
trash
out of jail. I think.
So he's been charged with murder for Tupac Shakur after 27 years.
Right.
Trash.
That he's not been dead.
Come on.
You guys are sitting here saying that Tupac not dead.
He's not dead.
You ain't seen that nigga with the dreads.
He be sending me child
dreads.
Support every other month,
girl.
I was his first fan.
I'll tell you that. Now
I gave him the BBW experience.
These hoes is real doo.
That nigga get around.
I sent the nigga to the island.
You heard the song I Get Around.
I sent the nigga to the island.
Sit down to be down, done. Baby Dolly. You down, I get around.
I'm done with y'all.
Okay, let me calm down.
Okay, so now you guys know the nigga Gunplay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I heard about
so
that.
Gunplay reportedly, allegedly, pulled a gun on his wife because he was playing, one of them shoot 'em up gangbang. What is it called?
I think he was playing Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. And I just think those things are so violent. Mm-hmm. And
the
I think
nigga
that
was fucking with the pack, and it triggered something. He got, we know we black, we got PTSD. He owned that damn fighting game. He hit the pack, and it was a wrap.
Listen, and if the pack is what he really hit, what was in the pack that he hit is what we want to know.
Yeah, some of that Finny Henny.
Can I say something?
He ain't dead yet. Yeah.
Wow.
Just a touch.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I will say this, because this shit is very, it's a lot to me. Or excuse me, this stuff is a lot to me because I have teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are playing Call of Duty and all these games. Like,
Fortnite.
Okay,
I'm listening to this crazy music. These kids are falling asleep with this music in their ears. I'm very big on manifestations, right?
Listen, so you know how they got the, what is it, the little box game that they be playing?
Roblox?
Not Fortnite.
Roblox,
Fortnite, or whatever, yes.
Right. No.
So
I don't know, shit.
It's Roblox. So my daughter is playing this game, right? Why are they playing the music when Ricky got shot?
Listen!
I'm like, what the fuck is you watching? I'm just watching Boys
Listen!
Turn these that shit kids. Off. And these kids are being these they're right in front of these monitors. They're watching all this shit. Yeah. I told you, my son could come walk up to me talking about, do I smoke wet cigarettes?
Oh.
I almost whooped his ass. Now listen here, didn't nobody tell you what I was doing. Okay. But it comes from Boondocks though.
Well, what he's saying is wet cigarettes.
But I thought he said wet cigarettes.
Right. It does sound
like
that.
And that's probably what he said because he didn't even know. Because
he doesn't even know. Right. And they're emulating things, trying to beat people that you look dumb as hell. Listen. I'm telling you, these new generation kids are stupid as fuck.
So no, you can't how even, about when they watch kids play on YouTube?
You're dumb.
Go get you some Play-Doh. Go get you some car. They watch kids
they
play.
Watch, and they're watching the kids
and
play.
And make them millionaires, too.
Can I touch on what you're talking about? Go ahead. New age kids being dumb as fuck.
They're dumb as fuck.
Let's talk.
They're stupid.
These kids, these teenagers stole a car. The detectives and police were after them. These mother suckers jumped out of the car and shot at the police.
They did.
Shot the detective in his shoulder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And ran the freak off. My thing is like,
It starts at home.
I have raised so many kids. I have one biological child, but I have a lot of children. Mm-hmm. A lot of children.
Now, are they stealing cars and
no, they're not.
That's what I'm saying. It starts at home.
And that's what I'm saying.
It starts at home.
When I got the report on my phone and they're talking about how these babies were found on the porch and the canines got them and this, my first thought was, my heart hurts for these babies. Because where are their guidance? Where are their parents? Remember
what Ray Ray's son's mama? Wait, Ray. On dude, she was smoking so much sherm there wasn't even no motherfucking food in here. Ray Ray got your son stealing car radios.
I saw that post.
And when I read it
in your voice.
Ray Ray got your son stealing car radios.
Like, okay. Y'all, that's not funny. Wait, that's funny.
That is funny.
The topic is not
funny. But the topic is, it starts at home. Okay, your kids go out there and do some shit, right? And then you be mad. Bitch, you mad. You knew what that nigga was doing when you was fucking on them niggas in front of the baby on the playpen and blowing that smoke on top of his motherfucking head. You know what I'm saying?
They got the melatonin they just give the kids.
And that can kill your baby. I gave my daughter a melatonin. She acts like I gave her a piece of crack. The motherfucker said, what you give me?
I will never give it to her again.
What's that for?
It puts babies to sleep.
It's a drug that they're trying to make us, and that all the mamas is giving their babies. Bitch, don't give my baby none of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the kids crazy. Are like, can we take our medicine?
They do that.
Please, no, not for mine. And they want it. But they literally, it. There is a natural remedy for every single ailment
that you're trying to do, but
in adults and children.
Why is there melatonin? Mm-hmm. There wasn't no melatonin when we was a kid.
There was Robitussin.
No, that was Tussin.
There was also E&J.
Tussin. Let's get it right. It was Tussin.
But I'm saying it's like these. You want to put the kid. Listen here, bitch. If you ain't got no babysitter, you don't have no business going nowhere.
True, simple as that.
You can't be. You giving the kids the melatonin. I watched my daughter the whole night. Like, it made her have bad dreams. Mm-hmm. I already cannot sleep if she can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sitting like.
My thing is when I brought up that situation and scenario to say this. These children are not being reared and raised the way that we were reared and raised. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are using social media. These children have iPhones, tablets, they have iTabs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything social media and anything that is electronic is raising our children. And that is the freaking problem. These babies act like crack fiends.
Can
I watch YouTube?
Fuck
I
no, watch you can't. YouTube. And they get all upset.
Go outside.
If you get upset, if you're so upset where that's you true. Lose the game and you got to, oh, you got to
you're throwing stuff?
You got to give it to me. Because you're done. How much I paid for that iPad?
Hey, look, but when they give, if they give it to you.
Mm-hmm. If they give
it to you. What you mean if?
No, I'm saying.
I don't play that.
No, you got to get it from them. They're not going to give it to you.
Oh, no.
When they don't have it.
Oh, please. Mine is. No, they're withdrawing.
Yeah.
They're withdrawing like they're on drugs.
Yeah,
I watched it.
They might wait till you sleep and try to get it back.
I watched it. I'm telling you. I told you. When I had to bing my son up. I took that phone. He thought he was tough.
Right.
Word. I had to Freddie G scoop that nigga. Rest in peace, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky though. My kids are a little bit older, so like they just kind of they didn't grow up like
you know what I'm saying. Right. These kids are growing up. Kids. I bet you
they're in their 20s.
Okay. I bet you this.
I'm in my 20s.
I know that's right.
I bet you this. I bet you the crackheads in the 80s wish they had a tablet. Right. Okay? So cuz when they was taking us on down there to the dope man's house and making us sit in the back of the car with the trick.
Come on.
So okay, that smelled like pennies.
I would love to have my 17-year-old on this show because he's the one rare 17-year-old that would be like, you know, like he told me,
you know what
I'm
going
to
do
of the yeah. Social medias, and he wants to go outside, and he goes to his friends' houses, and all they want to do is sit online and sit on their phones. And
so I had a party for my son. He's like, Mom, I didn't want to do anything big. I just want to have a sleepover. He only coming over to my house to handle my shit. So I went and got an Airbnb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, they played. Oh, these motherfuckers stayed up all night. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
as they should.
I'm cool to the motherfucker. But, look, ain't no wrestling in the dark. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Hello.
I'm gonna tell you that. Ain't no hide and go get it. Oh, no, it was co-ed. But it wasn't no spend a night co-ed. Ain't no hide and go get it.
12 years old, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, if they was outside, they could play hide and go get it all they want.
No, we cannot.
If they was. Look,
maybe not.
What
sorry. No, you're right about that.
What I don't see, I can't do.
I'm not having it.
But I'm gonna tell you this.
You're right.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like this. My son know what's up with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to play no games. And I'm beating your ass like my mom was beating my ass.
Come on.
Answers was coming down, even though I was a badass kid. But somebody was coming and knocking my head off. But I was putting it back on and getting right back to third point.
Hello.
Like, oh, where's it at?
But somebody was there to do
but
that,
somebody,
right?
Yeah, somebody was there.
And that's my
and
thing.
I grew up with my grandmother.
Yeah.
The grandmothers now, these hoes.
It's our age.
These hoes were smoking the whole time.
In the club.
So now that they ain't smoking no more, they living their life.
Right, trying to wear lashes and booty butt lip Brazilian.
But to be
whatever
honest,
you call them.
Some of them look good though. I can't lie.
They're 30, 31, 32. They're our age.
Oh no, yeah, no. Oh, those are not the young ones.
But yeah. Let me tell y'all this. One of the biggest things that because that's what I grew up with. Like I was always so.
I got a moo moo at the house.
I fucked up. Wow. Don't get me wrong. I messed up when I was out of the house, but I was afraid of doing too much because of people knowing who my mom was and things of that nature.
Exactly.
So where I raised my son, I won't say, but where I raised my son, we were in this small knit community. Everybody knew who I was, especially because I was a nanny and I worked in healthcare. I took care of people that had to. I took care of everybody, right?
Everybody,
like literally. So I'm the community mother. I had people whose my son's friends' mothers would call me and say, "Hey, little so and so is acting up. Can you talk
to
them?"
Yes, and I'm whooping all the kids' ass. I gave a party for my
equal
son.
Equal opportunity ass.
Well, me too. Okay, and these
it
hands
definitely
do not,
takes a village.
These hands don't discriminate. But listen, I did a party for my son. Only two mothers came up to the door and even spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. And just left. And the rest
that's
of their
the kids. Just come.
They just left the kids. And then the girls were there until like 10 o'clock. And I had to look like, oh, wait, oh, it's 10 o'clock.
Because it's little girls
and
here.
And one of the little girls I thought it was a little boy. Mm-hmm. So I almost slipped up. Y'all tried to get me. Y'all tried to get
y'all
me.
That was part of the plan.
That was part of the plan.
But mama found out.
And then the little boy's gonna be wearing bonnets. What's up with that, Sherry?
Listen.
I'm not with all that.
This is a whole different demographic.
I wish I would go outside. They want to wear pajamas. My mom would have whipped my ass
at school.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something real quick though with the bonnet thing? Honestly, like when I did have dreads. Like
what? That's dreads.
It's for your hair.
No,
though.
They didn't have dreads.
No, listen.
No,
my son did used to have dreads, right? But he doesn't.
Oh,
have
okay,
dreads.
No.
Some of these little boys are just wearing them just to wear.
Oh no, okay. I take it all back. I was about to, but can I tell you real quick?
Yeah,
though?
Go ahead.
So when, if I would twist my hair, right, because I would do it by myself because it got expensive. And so if I did it myself, then I would try to put like the do-rag or something.
Yeah, something. I understand that. You're,
but see, none of that shit never worked. And you never thought about putting – but the bonnet works because your hair doesn't catch. And so it'll stay – it'll look good when you
– Speaking the next of him day. Doing his
so
own hair.
So I understand
hair.
That, but I don't like the
– Speaking of him doing his own hair.
Yes. What?
Right, here she goes. You'd have too much
That was a long time ago.
I do my own hair.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And if anyone needs a twister or anything
a
like
twister.
That, a right. loctician's.
See, if better was that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You wait. It. That's, okay, no, you're here for a couple of things, aren't you?
A few things.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, a lot so of I'm here for this. Okay, so I don't want
to. I'm here for this.
I'm here for this. So I just want to say this. So I did meet these ladies at the South Sound.
Yes.
Music festival. Mm-hmm. Which we had a great time.
You
of course,
did not meet me there.
Well, not you.
Okay, well, she met me.
You met her there.
Cousin.
And that's my cousin.
Bing.
And that's my real cousin. And Bing. I wish somebody would tell me different. That part.
Okay, so meanwhile at the ranch, like I was saying.
All right. I'm going to let you go.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Juvenile not being there for the second time.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Talking about it?
Wait a minute. He didn't show up again?
No.
Childless. Ooh, child. Wait. Can I talk about
it?
You're next. You're next. You're next. Shut y'all's ass up.
Shut
y'all's ass up. Now, as you know, I was performing and I was also doing media also. So I was, I'm waiting, where is this nigga? Mm-hmm. And then I ain't mad because I already wore my back that ass shorts up the last time. I can't wear them again because I'm on camera all the time. Bitch, right. You got the same shorts on?
Right.
And they're skorts. I was mad my booty was hanging out just
the right
way.
It was right. Ass was sitting
It was right.
The
it
ass was
this
sitting.
Time, but I mean last time,
no,
nigga, it
the
was
last, you weren't
the
there.
Last time, nigga, ass
it
was
right.
It was cuffed. finger, beaming. Right. Okay. But anyway, I'm just like, I really feel like this, like on some serious shit, you playing in people's face.
That part.
Yeah,
can I
cold.
Say, can I be
yeah,
honest?
You
that's
can.
Bad business.
You can't.
Can I be honest?
You can't. Give me 1 second.
Go ahead.
The fact that. No, you cannot. She's on restriction.
No more coffee.
I said no. No. Give her us a second here.
She got some water.
Yeah, we'll get you some water in a minute. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that when you have people that's throwing this big thing like this, okay, not only did, and it wasn't as big as it was the first time. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
There was vendors. It was over here, over there. They didn't even put a gate on the thing for the thing no more, right?
Absolutely.
Nigga, listen here. You playing in these people's face like this, making these people look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but Chris Crazy is mad as hell.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Look, they said that Chris Crazy.
So we're talking about it. I want to talk about it.
Shout out Chris Crazy, real quick.
Shout out Chris Crazy.
Shout out Chris Crazy.
He did a wonderful job.
Amazing.
He did a wonderful job. Shout out to all the people that performed
and put that shit together.
You know what I'm saying? You had to do it twice. You know what I'm saying? Now you're playing in my face. Shout out to Jay Stallings because he did his thing. He was
Jay Stallings. Shout out Jay Stallings.
But Juvenile.
Native, yeah.
But you know, this is what I really did. If you ask me, this is what I think that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to talk about it.
Spill it.
So, you know, Juvenile really wasn't doing really much. They didn't even put you on. You didn't even go to the BET Awards. They wouldn't even. They had a 50-year hip hop.
I told
thing.
You that tiny dance though.
Bing, and that's what. Bing,
that's what really brought
that's
him
what,
back.
That's and, that, and that's what me, you, and Chris Crazy was talking about. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
Bing.
It.
Bing. Okay, because remember at the after party.
Come on.
Was butter
come
there?
Come
on. Man, I hate when I miss the after party.
Why wasn't there? You there?
I didn't see butter.
But we'll
why
talk
wasn't
about that
she
later,
there, bitch? That's because she had that nigga in the headlock. Anyway, this bitch had security
he
all on.
He was wrestling niggas.
I got put out. But I'm here nor there. What are we doing?
It's the blonde one, Hulk Hogan, right there.
Yeah. Hi, Hogan. Come here.
She ripped her shirt off, put the nigga in the headlock. Get her out of here.
Hi, Hogan.
Y'all wrong
yeah,
for not letting me back
but that
in.
Nigga was making beers. That nigga had a Juvenile beer. Okay, they didn't invite you to the BET.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Masterpiece Teeth has fallen out on interviews.
Oh, what?
Jesus Christ on a cracker.
No, pull that up.
Jesus Christ on a cracker.
Listen, he's saying me. pool water. You guys got me laughing hard my nose.
Wait, okay.
Wait.
Shut the fuck up.
But so, like I said, he was down there in the Noya. Okay. And
that's not it.
He was down there in Anoya, and shit really wasn't really popping. Nobody really popping. Shit wasn't even popping like that.
Right.
Okay, because out of Cash Money, it seemed to be only Lil Wayne.
That part.
And Manny Fresh, because he's a DJ. Because he's a DJ. And that's because they didn't give him his money. That's why he changed his motherfucking name.
Right.
Okay, because remember, they didn't give that nigga his money.
Oh, word?
Lil Wayne and them. See, they didn't get their
hands on
them.
Can I say how they didn't give Twerk no money.
That nigga was on that girl. He was on that boy.
Wait.
And nobody, he said Lil Wayne did not come get him from, he thought Lil Wayne was coming to get him. The bitch did. And he all along shooting up in the church.
See?
Okay.
With the girl and the boy.
Who heard the nigga was getting high in the cell too? The
boy.
Oh yeah.
Can we talk about how they did the verses? First of all, why would y'all put Manny Fresh against Scott Storch? This man was up there looking like a old school
But Manny Fresh is
old school stud ass auntie.
Nigga, don't he look like a stud?
His beats, I swear to God. His beats sounded like he's just made them in the studio back in the 90s.
First of all,
because he was hot back in the 90s, though.
Let me tell you this.
My mama put me on to them.
That's cute.
Cash Money on them.
Cash Show be taking over for the 99 in the 2000s.
Don't get it twisted. I fucked with Cash Money back in the day, but let's talk about right now, right here, right now.
But let me say, we're not going to disrespect Manny Fresh.
At all.
Now we're not.
He's great.
He is
but
great.
Don't put him against
and have you guys
Storch.
Seen that documentary?
Yeah, I see your face.
What's that? The white boy? Is that the white boy?
Yeah. That's the.
His shit's out of here too. He played a piano. That's why
he's filthy though.
He's dope.
That nigga,
he's filthy.
Yeah, he's high. Nigga, he's also, you're better when you're high.
Okay.
He was also in the Roots.
Manny Fresh spent more time on the Miami.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from, but
he's from Miami.
Yeah,
because he used to be with
Dre,
whoever he's with.
He's the one who did that bum 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 bum.
Wait, do it again?
No. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Don't do it
again. I've been drinking.
I was ready for Juvenile. I want him to sing I Got That Fire.
I want to hear if I'm in a room with a bitch and I hold on one fuck, like a man, I'll beat my meat and get my fucking nut for sure.
No, that's right.
I'm going to cut the TV off and go to sleep on it.
What he say?
Can I
tell
that
to your girlfriend? You told her everything else.
Hello?
She going to be with her boyfriend. You going to be by your damn self.
But can I be honest with y'all, though? I'm not going to lie. I never thought he was coming to the second one.
Neither did I.
I'm not going to lie to you. Since we're on the controversy queens shit, let's be real and controversial. That nigga was never coming. And he played everybody.
And I think you sound just like Chris Crazy right now.
Because that's my nigga.
Wait.
First of all, shout out to Chris Crazy because that's my guy. But that was some bullshit, Chris Crazy. And I fucks with you the long way. They had us fucked up.
You guys want to hear something funny, though? Because I'm messy as hell.
Let's be messy.
So
we're messy, but we're not shit starters.
No. I might start some shit with this. So look. What did he say about Allison?
No.
We're not going to talk about Allison. We had a lot to say.
We said we weren't saying nothing.
I got a lot to say.
No, you're not saying anything.
I can see the sweat through your clear backpack.
I just wanted to say that part. No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
No, but that was hilarious.
Next.
I just wanted to speak on how funny this motherfucker is.
This shit is out of control.
The bitch is out of control.
Okay, no.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Girl, but I'm telling you.
What did Chris Crazy say?
He said, the bitch is so hot. He can see the sweat on her clear back.
Shut up.
It had a voice.
He said it so kind and sincere because she tried to do a little sidebar and he was like, sugar, don't do it, sugar, because I can see the sweat through your clear ass backpack. This ain't what you want, sugar. He was very humble and very kind Chris about it. Yeah.
Hey, and that's him.
My guy. I fucks with Chris Crazy.
That's shout out to Chris Crazy because he's hilarious.
Shout out to,
I had to
shout
get
out
that
to Chris
out.
Crazy.
Nah, he gave me a nickname.
Let me tell you this. He always fucks with the community and community events and all that. Like, I fucks with him. He's always down with doing
fucks with him. Fucks with him. How do you fucks with him?
Okay.
F U X.
Fucks with him. Thank you. F U X.
He called me Tito's Jackson.
Oh yeah. Why? Yeah. I wanna know why.
Tito's.
Tito's.
He's like, that nigga right there is Tito's Jackson. And I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Oh, and stay tuned because Chris Crazy will be on. You will be doing some a pod crossing.
Oh, dig that. That's dope.
Yeah. So sure. I did line some of that up.
I want to be in here with Chris Crazy. That's my guy.
Because you fucks with him. Because I fucks with him.
F-O-X.
Fucks.
You.
Did you master PS?
He just master peed us. Oh, that's the new one. That's how I felt when I had a baby. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
We don't want the pussy downers in here.
Wait, you said when we had a baby?
It felt like these bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop, I would like to get to know these ladies just a little bit more.
Yeah, it's interview hour. It's time to get serious.
Yes,
we have.
It's time to get fucking serious, motherfucker.
Okay, so if you want to be serious, we're going
to
talk about
it. We don't have to be serious.
Let's talk coochies.
Let's talk coochies.
We're promoting your business now.
Hello. I'm going
to
start.
Now, let him start, and you guys prompt to him.
All right. I'm going to start with this maniac on my left right here. I'm sorry. She's a businesswoman, you guys. She's a businesswoman.
That part, yeah.
I am told, I ain't gonna lie though, I was looking forward to the show because when I heard your name, I was like, well, this is gonna be awfully interesting. I heard you was called the Coochie Lady?
Yeah, Big Fine, the Coochie Lady.
The Big Fine.
Yes, she did
Big
shoulder.
Fine with two eyes.
Okay. So first I'm gonna have to ask you, is that nickname self-given or did somebody give it to you?
Everybody called me Big Fine.
So somebody gave it to you.
Yeah, everybody.
Because you know, like for example, like Superhead, she didn't come up with her own name. Like
they gave
somebody,
it to her.
Huh? Yeah, they gave it to her. Somebody gave you Big Fine.
Big Fine ass motherfucking Juicy because he was looking for me.
Oh, word, Webby.
And he was looking for me.
Dig that.
And so I shorted because all the big bitches, when they started getting, because see, I've been popping my shit before being fat was popular. Okay?
Come on, cousin.
I've been popping my shit before being big was popular. Uh-huh. So all the big hoes wanted to be called Juicy. So I dropped the Juicy and everybody just called me Big Fine. Now, of course, everybody trying to be called Big Fine, baby, but it's only one. So when you say Big Fine, it's Big Fine with two eyes, baby. Look me up and you can
look two eyes.
So I can see that. You.
She said it here first.
Hey, shut the fire.
I can't lie. I didn't hear shit you said because I was looking at them sparkly eyelids.
Look at them. Yeah, look at them.
I'm mesmerized.
That's what they
okay.
Don't get all too right. mesmerized. We need you for next week.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm the only nigga in here.
We gonna catch. All right.
All right. Okay.
We'll
so anyway, Miss Big Fine.
Yes. Hello. Yeah.
Keep it business.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Jay Talon told me.
Hey, look, girl. I don't want your goddamn number. I want to do business with you.
I want to do business with you.
Buy you a burger. I'll fuck you later.
Oh, please do.
I'm just joking. I was talking about her, not me.
She's talking about Jay Stalling, not him. Jay Stalling.
No, but still.
We got to clarify it for the motherfucking fan.
Oh, yeah, for other people. The big eyes was because of the joke.
She has conviction in her eyes. It's crazy. All right, so anyway.
Never mind. Go ahead.
I'm doing this one for me. All right.
Back at the ranch.
So, Big Fine.
Yes.
You're the coochie lady.
Mm-hmm. Come on, coochie.
And so, one could assume the obvious that you're the coochie lady because you have one, but I'm pretty sure that it's much more than that.
Oh, very.
So, what would that be?
Talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, so then we're going to talk about it.
Okay, no, talk about your product. Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
We're
let's do it.
Talk about what? It.
Product.
The product. And how I got it to him. Okay. So
wait, you don't sell coochies, do you?
No. But I know somebody that do.
I was about to say, because I know.
She is the product.
Yeah, hey, I am the product.
I know a midget on the world. We can go half.
Nigga. No,
Yeah, you know what? I called her one day, but she only got halfway there. She never showed up.
I can't. He's been working on these jokes, dog.
For real.
I just keep making them up.
At the top of the dome.
Wait till we get off air and I tell you something. You wrote
those down. I got in trouble, though, because I told my girl, I was like, man, I'm going to cut down.
Shut up.
Stop talking.
Stop talking.
All right.
Okay.
You're done.
Interview hour.
So, anywho.
Miss Coochie.
Anywho.
Yes.
Sorry. So, as you guys know, I sell feminine hygiene products. Mm-hmm. And it's not even about let me clarify. I make good coochie, great coochie. But it ain't even just about that. Because I know women, I don't need that. I got good coochie. No, baby. I use buy these products from Walmart and all these other CVS and all that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Get your pH balance off and all that. You thought it was a nigga, but it was the new spray that you're using.
Niggas watching around with freaking yeast infections.
So while y'all up here buying these type of feminine products from other places, well, y'all could be shopping all natural. But how I got into that was because, you know, I dealt with somebody. We'll call him Butters. Okay. When I got with Butter, I was kind of always off down there. I've always been big on hygiene, especially being a big woman. You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
The sweating and the extra loving. It's the Hawaiian rolls, baby, because these rolls is top tier.
Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah. It's top
them
tier.
Them is the one at Granny's house that you put in the oven.
Yeah, okay. Real warm, real soft.
Thanksgiving.
Ask your baby daddy about me. But
come on. Ask him about me, too.
Your baby daddy favorite fat bitch.
But no. And so basically, like, I got tired of going to the doctor. I got tired of the creams and all the pills and all that type of shit. They would cure one thing, then I get something else. And so I go into a
pop-up. You can't drink with the antibiotics.
That part. And I was going to a pop-up shop one day, and I met this African lady, and she was telling me, like, hey, you know, this is what cures this, this and that. Mm-hmm. And she kind of put me on game, gave me the game, and I kind of just ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started using my own products, because I'm very sensitive down there, so when I started using my own products and really kind of doing a whole test trial, I'm like, hey, okay, this makes sense.
I tested myself.
And I don't ever put a product out without texting myself for at least 2 weeks. Because I know, girl, you can cough on it the wrong way. And if I'm itchy, you're feeling that. Nah, I ain't fucking with it.
Word. So can I ask you this? Mm-hmm. You said your products are all natural.
All natural.
So this is herbs and spices.
All that.
And
yeah.
Juices and berries.
All that. Mm. All that.
Nice.
All that. And then I went to school and became a yoni practitioner. I found out different herbs that helps with certain pregnancies, that helps with fibroids.
Who wants to get pregnant?
I know. Real quick. That's so ghetto.
I hate to cut you off, but what yoni?
Yoni steam is when you sit down like on a toilet that's steamy. With all these herbs,
it heals after you have a baby, right?
It helps detox these niggas. Okay, it helps detox these niggas.
Uh-huh. Well, not if you're already toxic like me.
True, but it's kind of like it's more so. People say, "Oh, it's a mental thing." See, I pop it for real. Like, bitch, you want this coochie hole wet? You trying to get rid of all them smells and all that irrelevant shit you got going on in there? Go ahead and detox that coochie. Cause it's gonna not only is gonna make you feel good, it's gonna make you smell good, it's gonna make you that girl. Why not be that girl?
Good.
That part. And so, you know,
that was my first Instagram. Shout out to all this good. That's me. You can still tap in. I'm still using it. All this good.
And then basically, I just started doing research, man, and mm-hmm. like coming up under the lady who put me on, and just start learning different things, and what this do, what that do, and I made it happen.
Absolutely.
And so when I started selling, see, I got popular on social media, so everybody like my personality. What you see is what you get. I'm like this offline, online, whatever.
That's why that's my cousin.
Period.
Come on, cousin.
That's my motherfucking cousin.
Come on, cousin. Okay.
For the record.
We cousins.
All three of us. Yeah. And so, with that being said, I basically, you know, I got it and I ran with it. And it wasn't even just about just the herbs. It was more so like a self-esteem thing, because I feel like most women, they come to me and they be like, well, I don't have a problem right now. I don't stink, but how can I do this? I made them feel comfortable where they could tell me like, hey, I kind of been off down there. Or, hey, what do you recommend? Because I was itching or I had a smell or this and that and that and the other. And so they were able to talk to me, and I was able, yeah, I'm cracking jokes with them, but I was
also... Yeah, I was ready to make them feel comfortable.
Also able to make them feel comfortable and get them the game.
Because there's a lot that can make you itch or can make you smell. Because
a lot of women feel uncomfortable. Because, you know, everybody got top tier pussy. Ain't nobody had a yeast infection. Ain't nobody had a BZ. You know, I guess it was just me.
I don't know who nobody's was.
Like a bunch of these niggas have been to friends.
I was going to say, but not only that, though. a lot of men don't realize, and we was talking about this, and this is why we wanted to, niggas, men, sorry, don't realize that you are part of the reason why women have BV.
But also, it could be a soap.
It could be a certain soap.
Tight ass pants.
Let's not stray away though.
We will not stray away, but you know.
It could be a soap, but when
you
know
that nigga gave you that BB, you still gonna lay back up with that nigga.
You must suck us eating hot Cheetos.
Okay, let me eat all your
coochie. Okay, so real quick,
hot chicken. Not brushing your teeth. Go ahead.
All that. So how do your products work exactly?
So I offer a variety. You know, like if you're dealing with BV or yeast, I, you know, recommend the Pussy Poppers. Not only does it cure BV, yeast, and foul odor, it also helps your coochie get wetter. It tastes better.
So, okay, all right.
And, I also have soaps. You know
soap, okay.
I offer bar soaps.
And it's cute, too.
Yeah, coochie. Super coochie cute. Washes,
now, I told this heifer to bring her a product.
Like gels and kind of a shampoo, there's a bar soap.
We're going to have a next
did I hear you say suppositories?
Yeah, that's the coochie poppers.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's called a coochie popper?
Pussy popper.
A pussy popper.
Pussy popping on a handstand. Why you?
But, you know, and not even just that, like sensitive washes, like where they don't have too many dyes or all the, you know, other stuff that's going to throw you all the way off. Oils is for when not only you can use it on your hair, your body, everywhere, but like if you kind of itchy, dry down there, or you just, it's inflamed, you'll put a little bit.
Wait, if it's inflamed, that means it's swollen. Yeah,
it's swollen. And it's
might have got beat up. I'm going to tell
you, you get your shit a little beat up, and they be like, ooh, girl,
get
my
a little
coochie.
Bit of oil.
My coochie did.
You get a little oil.
Like, soap, if your nigga beat your shit up.
And then take a bath
soap,
with the pussy soap, the coochie the, soap.
Okay, I'm going to have to get all soap, them. And yeah.
Can I just tell y'all, I bought her products and I have used them.
I need more of a commercial.
They are
I was about to say something so out of pocket.
Yeah, don't just you.
I'm a witty nigga. Like I'm not gonna say it.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No, it was nigga. Say it, nigga. Say it.
I got comfortable.
You should be comfortable.
Yeah, but you should be comfortable.
You want to know something though?
We need to rate
as human beings. We are so comfortable with the act of sex and fucking.
Yeah, but we're not sure what the act of that comes after it.
Thank you. And let's be real. As females, our bodies go through different transitions. And like I said, if a motherfucker's not eating right or drinking right, that shit transfers into your body. If you
I'll be eating too much garlic.
You could be vegan.
Garlic's good for you.
You could be vegan.
That's why I'll be sick.
And working out every day and doing everything you got to do. If your man is eating hot Cheetos and all the everything else is and not taking care of himself, when he ejaculates inside of you, that is transferring into your body.
I don't know if you guys knew, but actually, Pam Grier said that she got cervical cancer because of Richard Pryor.
I bet.
Richard Pryor was like
smoking all that crack.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, cocaine.
He smoked crack into her coochie.
Yeah, basically. But I mean, she's a cancer survivor.
When them niggas' nose be running down in that coochie.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way she would have been able to find the coochie lady. She would have been okay.
Just to conclude a little bit on our interview. How important for men, to let the men know, and for women, how important is it to have your, I guess I have to say,
hygiene together?
Coochie. Okay, hygiene. How important? I mean, of course it's important, but
I feel like for the male, first of all, most males don't even wash correctly. Most women don't Yeah, most males don't wash correctly, and most women don't even know how to wipe themselves properly. So let's get into that.
Talk about it.
Let's get into that. And so on top of learning how to wipe yourself correctly for the females, learning, you know, how to wipe yourself even as a male. Like, if you have that extra skin, do you pull it back?
Have that extra skin, you will not even meet me.
If you have that, even with the ball, some men just wash the dick, but then forget about the balls.
Now,
okay.
My nigga, he washed the balls.
Hold on.
Oh, you wash your balls?
Why wouldn't you? I'm joking. Okay, wait a minute. Who's these niggas?
I just sucked a little dick in the balls.
Who this for?
I just sucked a little dick in the balls.
Harpo, who this for?
Well, that's
man.
called Dirty Sanchez. First of all, the balls is gonna be a little bit musty when they've been moving around.
Is that what it's called? A Dirty Sanchez?
Now, I'll tell you, no, actually, that's something totally different.
That's not Dirty Sanchez?
No.
I didn't know what it is.
Yeah,
you know all the shit, nigga.
I looked it up one day. But,
you be looking it all up, nigga.
Right, okay.
Listen. This ball thing, fuck that. Look.
Who's not washing their balls?
The nigga, okay, my first nigga of all, any nigga that's washed. Not washing his balls, you should have seen that nigga coming a mile away.
Listen, any nigga that's not
because he had to have fucked up hair, fucked up beard, broke or something. How did you get to the balls?
But can I say this, though? Even a nigga that's washing his balls great and doing everything great, if what you are putting inside of your body, if what you are consuming is not good...
Mm-hmm.
That is going to make the woman that you are ejaculating inside of, that is
that's going to make her stomach hurt when she swallow it.
Well, not, I tell a nigga to pull out real quick.
Well, not only the stomach.
Pull-out game got to be A1.
No, but listen.
Here's the pull-out game got to be A1.
I got pregnant on a pull-out, bitch.
Excuse me.
My last baby's on a pull-out.
Time out. Right. Even if you pull out, he's putting himself inside of you.
His dick is in there already. And guess what?
Everything that guess what?
He just fucked three bitches before you, and his leg was stuck to his leg.
And he ate hot Cheetos.
His dick was stuck to his leg before he came to the house. Nigga.
And he ate hot Cheetos.
You peeled it off his leg.
And he has a shag rug carpet for teeth.
True.
Because he could go.
I think this is more about men than the, he
it's about women
bitches?
Too.
Who's these niggas, man? They don't wash their balls.
I don't know these niggas.
Butter.
Three. I haven't done
butter.
That since
butter.
I was 16.
It's butter. It's butter.
Nigga, I don't know, but I don't fuck them type of niggas. But I'm not saying that I haven't.
You know.
Yo, shout out to Butter for making her business what it is, because Butter did
but
this
I,
stuff.
But I do want to say this. It was lovely.
Smelling like a fish market.
Yeah, okay. Bring your ass down.
We're gonna wrap this up.
This is red. This is red cups.
We didn't do much.
Like, we're wrapping her.
We're wrapping me up.
So wrap her up.
Real quick. Shout out to the coochie lady. Where can they find you though specifically?
Well, I prefer for people to hit me up on Facebook, Nikki Big Fine Lewinsky.
Say it one more time.
Nikki Big Fine Lewinsky.
With two eyes.
With two eyes. Don't forget, baby. Two eyes. Then on Instagram, shop_body_licious. And then my website is being currently worked on right now, but you can still look it up, www.bodylicious.com. Baby.
Bodylicious.
And we're doing something new. You may can find this information at the end of this show. We don't know yet, but it's just a...
You can. It will be on the screen.
Yes, I'm writing. Yeah, before you leave.
I have picked up a new skill.
I love you.
I'm smart and stuff.
And the Wi-Fi popping, bitch.
He got the AC behind us, and he came with ice.
Yeah, and guess what, bitch? I can't feel it.
I'm that nigga. I am.
Where's the coffee?
It's okay. Where's the coffee?
Pass it over here.
She's ready for the coffee.
So onto our second guest.
Onto our second guest. It's time to get serious. We have.
But we're gonna do it.
No,
it's crazy that we two were on the same thing. But
tell me, tease me,
feel me and caress me, hold on tight and don't let go. Baby, I'm about to explode. Cause all my love it can't control. I'll spend the night.
Meanwhile,
that's how you do that. That's how we reset.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
by the way, that shit was beautiful.
We're back. great for shorts.
Our next guest.
My motherfucking cousin.
Please, if you will, so kindly, introduce yourselves.
My name is Joyful.
Mm-hmm.
People know me as Joy or Joyful.
Okay.
I work with the New Generation 2.0. We sponsor the Bite of Black Business. What we do is we are trying to create generational wealth, financial literacy. Our end goal is to be able to create enough money to get a youth center going. We do the Bite of Black Business every single year on the Saturdays in the months. We do face painting. We have bouncy houses. We actually have something coming up this Saturday, August 26th at Wright Park. At Wright Park. We are doing a back-to-school event. We are giving over 200 backpacks away to children with school supplies and stuff. I just feel like I should get some coffee, too.
Say no coffee.
That's watermelon.
Oh, so y'all eating my watermelon with my top? Okay.
It kind of good, too.
And I told you. So we'll talk about that later. See, they wasn't hip to my watermelon and tahini, but now they eating it. Any hoosins.
Mm-hmm.
So Wright Park this Saturday, August 26th. Bring your children out. I have
which
a
is in Tacoma.
In Tacoma, yes.
Okay.
501 I Street. We have a good lineup. We have the fire department coming out. I have like five different artists. Mm-hmm. We have different people coming to speak about. We have the multicultural center coming with diapers and stuff like that. We do for the community.
With rental centers assistance.
We are not coming with rent center assistance.
No, rent assistance.
Oh, I thought you said rent center.
Oh, rent assistance.
Yeah.
Did you say she said rent center?
I did think she said that.
Cultural center. They come with the rent.
So the multicultural center is a like a daycare center that mm-hmm. is in Tacoma.
My daughter goes there on 19.
And they're yeah. awesome. They're amazing. The awesome
oh, so
there's and another they help program in real life.
They're amazing.
They help in rent. Real
okay,
life.
So that's not what they I was okay, sorry. Talking about.
Sorry, my bad.
But the Buy the Black business, what we are trying to do is create financial literacy, generational wealth within mm-hmm. the black community. And we are also trying to rebuild Black Wall Street one black business at a time. And we want to create a space where black people can come together and buy and spend within each other and make our black dollars make sense once again. Because Black Wall Street was torn away from us and ripped from us. And it's so hard for us to get ahead and make a name for ourselves.
Right.
This market, every year that we do, we have entrepreneurs. We sponsor entrepreneurs sometimes. We get people that come in that have never set up. They've never set up at a market, and we help them with. Sometimes we can waive the cost, waive the fee. That's fine. We want you to come in.
No, that is on air.
Right. Girl, stop.
I don't sign up for a
We want you to come in as black entrepreneurs, as young black businesses, even people who are teenagers and young people. Mm-hmm. Come with us. We can help you get those tools and those resources that you need to move forward and flourish and be fruitful. That is our end goal. And we want to build a youth center for the youth in Tacoma. And surrounding areas. So mm-hmm. that is our end goal. Yes, it is crazy that
I do have a question.
We were on the same panel with the Coochie Lady, but that's fine. The Coochie Lady's
but
great.
But that's
too.
Fine. The Coochie Lady's helping Coochie one day.
She's awesome.
One Coochie at a time.
Because you could tell your teenage daughters to get.
And not even like that. It ain't even. I make it sexual.
Yes,
I make it sexual, but it's not even that. My products is natural. You can use them on kids. Your daughter can use them. Your newborns can use them.
Literally,
I make it sexual because I feel like that's what stand out.
That's okay.
You can have somebody that's holistic and all that, and then you got me, and it's like, who you gonna go to? Oh yeah, the yoni and all that. But you got always.
But like you said, you can make them feel comfortable, and it's not about. What is it about? You have a product that you are giving out, and it doesn't matter, you know, what it may look like, mm-hmm. but what it really is. And what I'm saying
thousands
is, out of all of us, it doesn't matter what we're doing and how we're doing it. It matters that we are doing it, and we're here today.
Absolutely.
And like I'm saying, both of you guys are doing great things within the community. And I do have a question. Like, were you guys always based in Tacoma? Was you guys in the North End?
The Buy the Black business?
Yeah.
So we did do a couple of events at Gasworks Park.
Okay.
In Seattle, I did a couple off years. Of Lake Union.
That's okay. how I found out about it.
Which I'm going to talk to my people about it, but let's work on doing that again because we had a great turnout at Gasworks Park.
Nice.
And I think that's amazing.
And that was a couple years ago, right?
Yes,
that's
it was.
That's when I found out about you guys. Yes. I did that event.
Go ahead.
I do think it's I think it's great what you're doing because as black people, we need to come out and get together. And, like, these festivals are, you know, bringing us together.
Yes.
We're networking. You're meeting people. Like, you know, just me, the two times I've met a lot of people networking through these festivals.
Yes.
And it's great. But I do want to say this to my black community because I love y'all, but, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm a supporter, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, there's just like, okay, so there's a – you're right, supporter, nigga. There is a – dollar store by my house. It's called Granny's Dollar Store, right?
Okay.
And they're going out of business, right? And they won't be open. They'll be open until like September 30th, right? It's like on 288th and Military. right where we was at by the Valley Harvest. Yeah, it's right there. But the reason they were being, you know, their businesses, they're going out of business because nobody is coming in and supporting them. Mm. And guess what? I didn't support them. I live right next door, and they have.
Is it a black business?
It's a black-owned business.
Really?
It's Granny. It's called Granny. It's called Granny's Dollars. So I need you guys to go out because they. I need you guys, please, to go out and support Granny. Yes. Granny's Dollars. Matter of fact, look. Hey Siri, give me the address to Granny's Dollar Store on 288th Federal Way.
I never knew about it.
The address for Granny's Dollars discounts is 29019 Military Road South, Federal Way, Washington.
Nice.
Okay, so I need you guys to go out there. They'll be open until September 30th, but the reason they are shutting down is because nobody is coming in. Mm. Supporting them, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But you know, they may not have the marketing, they may not have the. But I just went in there and shout out to Nathan Nice because that nigga just called me.
Oh, yeah,
that's the shout that's out to bro. Guy.
I was that's having my a nephew,
he's dope. Yeah.
So okay. I was down in the dumps and he just called me out of the blue, like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood, you want to smoke? I'm like, yeah, I don't even smoke. You even smoke.
Smoke.
But we had a great time. I was down in the dumps. He got me out the dumps, and I appreciate you.
Shout out Nathan Nice.
Check out your friends. Nice.
Friend of the show. Friend of the show.
Nathan Nice is great. What is it? Kitchen Couch?
Yeah,
couch,
Kitchen Couch. Shout out to Kitchen Couch. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kitchen Couch. But check on your friends. Mm-hmm. Check on your people. Support your people and stop asking niggas for a deal.
Nobody got no deal.
You don't go to Nordstrom. You don't go to Neiman Marcus and ask for a deal unless you running out on that bitch. If you is, call me.
Right.
Cause we need boosters.
We're looking for the boosters. Ooh. It's back to school time.
It really is.
You're some niggas.
Y'all know the social media.
Hey, be anonymous. Hey, real quick though.
Can I?
Oh. We're a tiny bit over.
Oh, how much over?
What's up?
I just want to say real quick before I get to the end, you can check us out on social media.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you. Yes. Go ahead.
The New Generation 2.0 on Facebook and on Instagram. Also, the Bite of Black Business. Check us out. It is not too late to give backpacks with school supplies. It is also not too late to support and give donations. We are taking donations all throughout the year. We do this every single year. We will be at Wright Park this Saturday, August 26th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. I've got the fire department out there for your kids to play on the fire truck. We've got bouncy houses. Mm-hmm. We've got face painting. We've got all the stuff going on. And we Gratitude Lemonade. Let me shout them out real quick. Gratitude Lemonade. She's amazing.
Shout out Gemini.
Shout out
come
to
on,
Nye.
Gemini.
That's my baby.
Shout out her grandson.
That's what I was gonna say.
He's been out here selling lemonade for a long time. Yes. I believe he's only
I believe he's autistic, and that is
I don't know that.
She started the lemonade for him for a reason.
Mm,
okay? There is a reason. Support. And so for people to be coming out and supporting these black-owned businesses, that is my biggest thing. We have so many people, so many young entrepreneurs coming out, these young babies. It is so hard for them to get out here and try to sell to new people who they don't know.
Yes, that they do not know. And get out here. And get out here and be in their faces. Support the kids. Support everybody. And black people have your shit ready on time.
Because we live.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all, come on time.
Come on time. Well, oh, man, we didn't even get to talk about the one spot that was killing people in Tacoma.
Dora,
what spot?
I won't say it.
Yeah, you will. Yes,
we'll
talk
about next time.
No, ain't no next time, because next time is be old.
Frugal's.
Frugal's actually killed three people.
Three people.
Three people died and three people got sick.
Wow,
okay?
That's terrible.
On some milkshakes. Okay, then they got some pretty good.
But I don't eat a burger or a fryer. Fentanyl and rat poison.
So what was going on with the milkshakes?
You said it was fentanyl in it.
Fentanyl and rat poison.
No.
That's not a fact, you guys. That's not a fact.
Gucci lady.
I'm just assuming.
Oh, my God, Gucci.
Assuming making an ass out of you. But.
Stop it, Gucci.
But I'm saying, and we. It could be, you know what I'm saying? But
Coochie.
I don't understand good why Coochie. They're still open.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's still, my problem.
They're still open. I don't care if there's no more shakes. There should be no more nothing.
Oh, you want my. So everybody was talking about my watermelon with my tahini, y'all.
Nigga, no, he wasn't.
Real quick, Tawana B. In the place to be.
That's why I'm up. Sorry, y'all. We went over.
Hey, we went over until we...
Yeah. That's what the feezy we doing here.
Okay. Okay, now she don't touch the pastor. Now we are at
it's church announcement. Here. Church announcement.
Where's the robe? She needs some warm water with the paper over it.
Cousin.
Come on.
Now cousin.
Sing it, girl.
Now we are now here. I want to give honor to God who is ahead of my household.
Hello.
I'm telling you. Know I
would. Oh, I thought we was about to start praying. No, for real. I'm starting to whisper and shit, Lord. Thank you for bringing me in.
Did you say shit?
Yes. Lord, I want to thank you for
she
bringing
a Baptist.
Me in.
I was a Kojic. Oh, ooh.
Lord, I'm a Baptist.
But anyway, like I said, I'm the pastor. Y'all shut up.
I
now
was.
Listen, I want to give honor to God.
Hello.
Who's ahead of my household.
Hello.
Shut up. I want to give honor to pastor and first man, which is me, and whoever the man is. He just ain't here. And I want to give honor to my deacon.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, because where my deacon RC. Brother, I see I couldn't do this without you.
That's word. So that's
good. Okay, give a shout out.
Yes.
A big one, baby.
Thank
mama,
you,
say, mama, say, mama, kusa.
Mama, kusa.
Sorry. Now we have our guest today. If our guest can stand up.
Well, I took my belt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Hold on. I wasn't ready to stand.
Why not lift the hoop and put it on the nigga head with some good coochie?
What church is this?
Yeah, somebody listen.
This is the church of.
Sit yourself down.
Okay.
Y'all, the guests may sit down.
The New Generation 2.0.
We the church of Fred Hampton in the window to the wall church. That's where we come from.
You know what? Lord, I just want to say a prayer right now. When you got that boat and you put them animals on it.
To the window.
Them two pairs.
Where are you?
Please let me get on. I don't have nothing to do with these heifers.
Are you talking about Noah's Ark?
My cousin.
Cousin.
All three of us.
Yay!
Now this is now church announcements. I do I do have some church announcement. It's motherfucking the first day of motherfucking Virgo season. I'm gonna tell you right
Hello.
Now, we up in this building. I am a Virgo. My birthday is 9/11. We are here to show up and show
here
out.
Y'all go.
And I'm gonna tell you this. If it ain't a Virgo, it ain't right. And guess what?
It ain't right.
I'm having me a hold down for my birthday. So September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So September 7th, we will have Dukes and Boots. That's Daisy Dukes and Boots.
Dukes and Boots.
Cowgirl, Cowboy birthday bash. We will be at a Vibe Lounge, which is in Tacoma. I ain't told Lil Ron yet, but I'm having him host.
Oh, shit. What? Now you know.
I was like, I didn't even know.
Now you know.
But he did. You didn't know.
Lil Ron, now you know. If you don't know,
now you know.
Nigga. Sorry.
Y'all, turn the church music.
Sorry. Just, Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm about to shout.
Hey.
Oh,
sorry. I got excited.
Yes.
Yes. Let me calm down.
Get this Lord of your sheet because she's ready to pass out.
Woo.
Woo.
Okay, so like I said, September 7th, which will be a Thursday. So come out on a Thursday. So we will not be doing our show that day, but we might do a live podcast from the motherfucking party.
We are.
Who's we?
And we got to talk about. Big Fine gonna be there.
We got to talk
girl,
about. We got
to know Big Fine gonna be there.
Big Fine will be there. We have.
Oh, so thank you. Oh, you talking about you?
Because you gonna be there.
Oh, you Big Fine.
You Big Fine too.
I thought you said my name.
Come on,
you Big Fine.
I want to give a shout out.
Fine too. Yeah. Big Fine.
Turn these heifers' mics off.
That's tickling.
I'm not playing.
I said,
sorry. I've been known to tickle a couple things.
My bad.
I said,
turn her mic off.
Oh, no. I never did this in church.
Oh, but trust me, you did some things in church.
I did. Look, that was my church.
You
was
in the back closet.
I know you did some things.
You was at vacation Bible study.
No, I never made it.
I know you never went to vacation Bible study.
No, I was in summer school. I was a dumbass.
You went to camp. You went to Camp Orkyla.
I went to Camp Waskowitz.
I went to Bant Camp, but I did go to Camp Waskowitz too.
You did. I went to Camp Waskowitz.
First time I saw a titty.
I knew the nigga looked familiar. I knew the nigga looked familiar.
Yeah. That was my titty.
That was her titty.
That was my titty. You want to see it again?
I'll put your titty out.
Okay. I went to Camper Kyla, we YMCA. To get. You about to get us shut down, girl.
My bad.
Put your titties away.
I want to
be recognized.
We can talk about coochies, but we can't show titties.
I wanted to make sure you remember me.
I want to show a titty now.
I wanted to make sure you remember me.
It's a lot of titties over here.
You porn.
I know, we can't do that.
Sorry. We're not doing that.
We're not.
Could we blank it out? Yeah.
No.
But anyway, we want to give a shout out. I want to say this. This year, RC will be in the building. He's just going to be doing a celebrity walkthrough, and you're not going to have to work this year. RC has been my DJ for years on years. Dig on it. Everything that I do. I don't use anybody but him.
Dig it. I appreciate it, too. I appreciate it.
I'd rather pay you than pay somebody else, baby.
Dig that. I'd love to get paid.
I know you do.
Like I said,
my motherfucking birthday is going to be lit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm 2 years shy of 40, so I'm getting all the rest of my ratchet shit out. Because
we're ratchet forever.
Not me.
No, we're not.
I'm somebody's mom.
Look, I said no, we're not.
Miss Tawana B, you said you 2 years shy of 40?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ratchet's not leaving you.
We're in this forever.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like ladies, my experience with ladies in their 40s.
Oh my god!
And I heard y'all coochie get wet.
I did want to say that. I'm sorry. Let me clean that up real quick.
A lady in her 40s.
A lady, not ladies, but a lady in her 40s. Yes, that's fine. But yes. Guess what? My grandma raised me, so I could be ratchet.
Come on.
No. But you will be.
Yes. And I can make hot water cornbread.
Hello. Look, come on.
I'm just saying.
She's seasoning her food.
It's gonna take over you.
And I put my foot in it.
Because I mean dressing. And I make it from season brown.
You know, I just start eating dressing. Anyway, like we do about this time, we done, y'all. We sorry. We do.
Yeah.
When a cousin come, we do. So, like we say at the end of this hour, fuck being up next. We up now.
Like that.
No, we out.
Free Yuri.
Thank y'all for having us. I thank you for having us.
I said we're at. That shit's cut off.
Yeah, I said we're free Yuri.
Well, shit, we're done.
Did you shut it off?
She long winded.
Shut that shit off. Her mic should be cut off.
Coochie and business. There we go. All right. Bye bye.